It's incredibly late right now. And the only sounds that I hear are the sounds of cars out on the road, or the sounds of my own shuffling in bed. Things have been so awkward between me and Daddy lately. I've grown into this woman. And it's so odd for me to see in Daddy's eyes that he wants to fuck his little girl. I see the way that he looks at me when I'm getting ready in the morning, as I head out the door for school. I know he feels so teased when I wear shorter skirts. So teased, imagining what my full breasts look like underneath my button-up shirts. The way that he looks at me, I can just tell that sometimes he's fighting the urge to just pin me down and have me all to himself. God, I know that would piss Mom off. I see the way Daddy looks at me really late at night, before bed. When I walk past him with pajama bottoms that show the outline of my curvy ass all too well. Or even worse, when I'm wearing shorts. He can't help but look at the mound on my breasts beneath those oversized t-shirts that I like to have on around the house. I can tell he is so enticed, but so disgusted with himself at the same time. And I love it. I love corrupting Daddy. Tonight I'm resting in bed and I've been playing. I know Daddy knows about the toys that I keep in my room, hidden in the bottom drawer. He knows about the plastic cocks that I like to play with. He knows about my vibrators and the plugs that I like to put in my butt. He knows all about them, but he doesn't say a word. I can just see it in his eyes that he knows I've blossomed into this sexual creature. And he wants some so badly. And I want him to have me. I love my daddy more than any man in this whole world. More than anything in this whole world. I've gone to bed early. And everyone else in the house slowly came after, except for Daddy. Daddy's still awake. He's downstairs. And I know he's had a few drinks tonight. I made sure to wear my bra and panties down into the kitchen. I opened the freezer, took a spoon, and scooped out some ice cream for myself. Slowly licking and sucking the spoon and giving Daddy a show. While he desperately tried to pretend that he wasn't looking at me. He desperately tried to pretend that he was watching sports on TV. But I know what he wanted. He kept averting his gaze, scanning my body up and down, watching as my plump lips licked and sucked the cream from his spoon right in front of him, lewdly. I made sure to walk back up the stairs slowly, giving a nice view of my tits and my ass. So curvy now and filled out over the years. A body that I know Daddy wants to fuck into submission. After I settled in bed, I started playing. My moan's just soft enough that the others won't wake. But they're just loud enough that I know Daddy can hear from downstairs. He can hear the soft sighs and gasps. He can hear my whining and sobs from downstairs. I know he's seen my toys and he wants to know what I'm playing with right now. I know that he wants to be the one to draw those sounds out of me. So I don't stop. I hear Daddy's footsteps slowly but surely, creak after creak as he walks up the stairs, and I see the light on in our hall, and through the crack of my bedroom door, I can make out Daddy's silhouette. He's paused at the outside of my door now. I give him a show of sounds as I use my favorite dildo to work my wet pussy. The wet sounds splashing, splashing, and echoing around the room. As I slowly moan, sigh, gasp, and sob. Daddy escapes my lips countless times. I pause for a moment and I can hear strained breathing on the other side of the door. Oh, Daddy. I hear slick, wet noises on the outside of my door. I know Daddy's stroking his cock now. I've watched him do it several times over the past few years. My Daddy has the most beautiful cock I've ever seen. And I'd give anything for him to just open my door right now. And to give me everything I've been craving. But I know how much of a fuss Mom would make if she were to find Daddy in my room and find me in just a bra and panties in front of him. God, she'd have a fit. So I keep playing. And I listen as Daddy starts to pant and gasp, holding in his moans from the other side of the door. Baby girl, I hear him call out. Both of our gasping and grunting seems to grow in elevation and pitch. Until we're a duet of sounds. A duet of wet sounds. Moaning. And we're lost in each other's pleasure. The only thing separating us is my bedroom door. Daddy, I'm gonna come. He can hear me say. Me too, baby girl. I hear him say back. And we come together. Daddy slowly opens the door to my room after this. Almost instinctively, I cover myself with the blankets. My toy hidden beneath the blankets. My legs, which were previously spread wide open. Close in shock as I see Daddy's face, hard and strained, after he's blown his load listening to me masturbate from the other side of my door. Good night, baby girl, I hear him say. Good night, Daddy.